You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO News. This is Ahmed Mushtahid. Public health authorities in Quebec have declared another case of measles in Montreal. Warnings have been issued alerting the population about possible exposure to the highly contagious virus during the period between September 20 and 25. The health agency said that the infected person arrived on Air Canada Flight 8903 from Moncton to Montreal on September 20 and spent some time over the noon hour in the arrivals area at Trudeau Airport. The agency has a complete list of locations on its website where possible exposure to measles might have occurred. For those who may have been exposed to the infectious disease, they are asked to be on the lookout for any symptoms. If there are health concerns, people are urged to call InfoSante by dialing 811. Quebec Premier François Legault has apologized to First Nations and Inuit peoples for long-standing discrimination in their dealings with the province. The apology was the first of calls to action laid out by retired Superior Court Justice Jacques Vien. The report made public earlier this week details some of the ways in which, quote, institutional practices, standards, laws, and policies remain a source of discrimination and inequality for First Nations and Inuit across Quebec. The report makes 142 recommendations for improvements across several jurisdictions, including youth protection, health and social services, justice, corrections, and policing. Despite Legault's gesture of reconciliation, the First Nations are still worried that the government of Quebec does not understand the urgency of taking immediate action to correct the current situation, according to the Assembly of First Nations Quebec-Labrador. The First Nations are therefore directly inviting the Premier to work with them to put an end to the systematic discriminatory practices among all public services. Authorities in the Azores are on red alert as Hurricane Lorenzo approached. School classes were cancelled and government offices were closed as people were told to remain indoors. The Category 2 hurricane powered across the Atlantic Ocean, lashing the archipelago with heavy rains, powerful winds, and damaging high waves. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said swells generated by Lorenzo were being felt along the eastern coasts of the United States and Canada, in the Bahamas, and in parts of Western Europe. The center warned the swells are bringing life-threatening rip currents. To hear the newscast and learn more about the
sleeping late.
Thank you.
Hi, this is CJLO 1690 AM. Welcome. This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Jerry.
This is DJ Gundam Seed Destiny.
This is DJ Cam.
And I'm DJ Allison. Hello.
So for this opening segment, we're gonna have Allison on the show to talk about a couple events that happened very recently.
Cam, before we go to that, what show is this?
Oh, you're listening to the Audio Pen Pals. This is 1690 AM. We're also brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. If you were using the funds they gave us to expand what we're doing here at the station, which includes taking on new members if anybody's interested, and if you are interested in joining the Audio Pen Pals, whether that be in the form of a phone call into the show
help,
or coming on as a host or something like that, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. All right, yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on, guys. So, Jerry, there's something you'd like to talk about, eh? Do you want to introduce what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, since we've been off for a week because of the timing, I did the shuffle, and I happened to meet, at the end of the site, Allison and Franchette. You introduced the other person.
Yeah. So, that's right. So, this last Friday, there was no Audio Pen Pals, but instead, Jerry participated in the Concordia Shuffle, which, for those who don't know, it is an annual event that happens here at Concordia University, where alumni and staff members raise funds for Concordia scholarships. And to raise funds, they participate in a walk from the Sir George William campus downtown to the Loyola campus, which is located here where CJLO is. So it's about a 6.5 kilometer walk. And so Jerry participates every year. Jerry raised some money. Jerry, how much money did you raise?
I don't know yet because somehow we've got to get that discussed about.
Okay, so you'll get your final total soon. But you did raise a decent amount of money. When I saw your online fundraising page, it was definitely well over $100.
When it came over to that, it's keeping on going, too.
There you go. So Jerry's still accepting donations for the shuffle if you want to support
online.
Him. Yes, online. So you can find that out by going by just Googling Concordia Shuffle. You can easily find Jerry's donate page if you just search for Jerry on the Concordia Shuffle website. Is that right, Jerry?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, yeah, so we saw Jerry at the shuffle. It always ends with a nice big picnic at the end, and CJLO DJs every year. So myself and the station manager, Francella, DJed, and it was great. The food was great. It was fun. Did you have fun, Jerry?
Yep. We had fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I also had fun. So, is there anything else you wanted me to talk about in regards to the shuffle?
At least, who do you think didn't win a prize this year?
Oh, that's right. So Jerry usually wins a prize every year, but unfortunately, not this year.
I guess you can't be lucky every single year. There's always next year, though, right?
Yep.
Recently, CJLO, the station that we're at, had a birthday, right?
Yes, that's right. So that was last night. Unfortunately, I wasn't there because I was stuck working elsewhere. But I could. Peter Young was there.
Jessica was there.
Yes. Yep.
How was the party, Peter?
Good.
What kind of food did they have there?
Pizza, like onions.
It was that like
apparently no fraud.
It was at Notre Dame de Key, right?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, Notre Dame de Key. It's on Beaubien Saint Laurent. It's a great bar.
Yeah. They did you do karaoke there?
No. There's bowling.
I guess it is also bowling. I always think of it as a karaoke place, though, because I seem to only end up there when it's karaoke.
But yeah, that bar usually has amazing dance nights. But they were super nice and hospitable, I heard. The cake was amazing. My coworker saved me a piece, and it tasted really good. There was a beautiful cake. So yeah, that was a 20th anniversary celebration for CJLO.
Anything else happened for CJLO?
Not recently. Those are the major events. But on Saturday, we're having a 20th anniversary show. At the Theater Fairmount, which will feature the band Operators and Legal Vertigo. So if anybody wants to celebrate CJLO and go to a show, that's happening on Saturday at the Theater Fairmount. And that's all I pretty much have to chat about.
All right, well, let's listen to some more music. And thanks again, Allison, for joining us.
I'm always happy to come on the Audio Pen Pals. Thank you for having me, guys.
Happy Friday, Allison.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Bible. I think you're the love of my life. Maybe get to hop on a flight to find me. I feel like I need you tonight beside me. You're still a world away, and you're still waiting for your papers. Been feeling like the government wants us to break up. iPhone XXX, FaceTime saves us. I feel what you feel when you're far away. When you're far away. When you're far away. I feel what you feel when you're far away. It's been 100 days since I kissed your face. Distance ain't shit because you and I both committed. No fuckboys, no thirsty bitches could ever come between this. It's different, we trust each other. We both been fucked by old lovers. Your sex, it helped me recover. Icebox, but you brought me summer. I feel what you feel when you're far away.
When you're far away. When you're far away.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganagahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganagaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Wait, don't speak. Don't wanna hear all your warnings. Don't get what happened before me. Wait, don't leave. Nothing that's easy is worth it. Nothing that's worth it is perfect. Yeah. I've been thinking to myself, to myself. I want you all to myself, no one else. Even if it gives me hell, baby, I would take it all for ya.
If you're gonna hurt someone, then let it be me. If you're gonna break my heart, I'm ready to bleed. Even if it kills me, oh, I'm begging you, please. If you're gonna hurt someone, then let it be me. Oh, let it be me.
Let it be me.
Oh, let it be me.
Let it be me.
Oh, let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me.
blame it all on me. Don't have to tell me you're sorry. It's your call. Whether you leave or you take me, I'm still gonna want you like crazy. Yeah. Gonna break my heart, I'm ready to bleed. Even if it kills me, oh, I'm begging you, please. If you're gonna hurt someone, then let it be me. Oh, let it be me.
Hi, this is the Audio Pen Pals. This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Cam.
This is DJ Gundancy Destiny.
This is DJ Jerry.
Welcome back to the Audio Pen Pals.
And we're going to be talking about the Benefit Concert.
Yeah, Claudia, the Benefit Concert that I think we didn't have someone hear it about.
And we got Cam is going to tell you about that.
Yeah, so I got all the details for the Benefit Concert. So it's a benefit concert for the Center for the Arts and Human Development, which is, longtime listeners of the show will know that the Center for the Arts and Human Development is a Concordia-based group that a lot of the pen pals
used to be in
and sort of got their start in radio out of. So the benefit concert, all the benefits of the concert are going to go to the Center for Arts and Human Development. The concert itself is November 15th.
No,
13th. My mistake. It's in Oscar Peterson Hall here at the
Loyola campus.
It's going to feature performances by Nikki Yanofsky.
Which we may be playing at the end of the segment.
Including center graduates and a bunch of other performances. Tickets are...
Performances?
Yeah. There's a whole
Who
bunch
Who else?
Of, so Adam Stotland, Daniel Bonello, the Shira Choir, Todd Hunter, and Stephen Abadie are also playing.
And if you want more information, just look up the Center for the Arts Facebook page or something else. Right, Claudia?
Mm-hmm. You can look up that. And then you tickets are $45.
Also $100.
And or $100 for a VIP ticket. Plus, again, for that you got to go to Eventbrite because that's the way they got to accept it there.
The tickets are available through Eventbrite. And, yeah, if you go out, it would be a big deal to the center because the center's does some really important work.
Right.
Are you attending, Claudia and Jerry?
Yes, I will, and I won't say I will be. I will be there to watch the show.
Yeah, but at her $45 price tag?
No, because.
I didn't say how much you're paying. I said you wouldn't pay that price, would you?
No.
Well, the price is worth it. It's just that, I think the price is worth it. Like, if you want to go out, it's definitely worth it.
I will be attending that night with Peter, and a friend of mine named Nick.
Sounds like a fun night.
So, we're going to play one of her songs, Nikki Yanofsky, and we'll be right back.
Yep. Here is...
Believe.
Okay, here is I Believe.
Everybody knows that song.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen. Like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will me to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me. I've dreamed of all our lives. We'll be the change we wish from us. We'll stand tall for what is right. And in my heart there'll be no doubt. The arms of the world will come reaching out.
and embrace me to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me. I believe in the power that comes from we're all together as one. I believe together we'll fly. I believe in the power of you and I. I believe the time is right now. Stand tall and make the world proud. I believe together we'll fly. I believe in the power of you and I. I believe in the power of you and I.
But people and Check out Concordia Store's back-to-school deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with the Concordia crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores, find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
Attention rockers, psychedelics, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
This is CJLO 6090 AM. Welcome to Claudia Rocks.
DJ Jerry.
DJ Gundam Seed Destiny.
And DJ Cam.
Unless this is a no-name show, what is it, Cam?
You're listening to the Audio Pen Pals. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned for this episode. So recently, one of the Audio Pen Pals has made some life changes, right, Claudia?
Right, Cameron.
Yeah, you started eating healthier, you're telling me.
Yes.
So, how have you started to eat healthier?
Broccoli, oranges, spinach, blueberries, strawberries, lean meat, lean chicken, plain yogurt,
Well, it sounds like you're eating like a lot more vegetables and a lot more like healthy proteins.
Grains.
Okay, so
whole grains.
So like oats and stuff like that?
Yeah, peanuts. Mango juice.
Mango juice is pretty good. There's a lot of there can be a lot of sugar in that, but it is pretty healthy.
But they say to have one glass per day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I have to have my greens.
Yeah. Eating a lot of greens is usually pretty healthy for you.
And tomatoes and mixed beans.
Yeah. I've been trying to eat a little better myself, but I don't know.
Yes, and they say to have a cup of tea a day.
A cup of tea a day.
Even if for some unknown reason that Cam gets one thing off, he gets to be delayed 2 weeks later.
You know, zucchini actually stops heart disease.
It does?
Yeah.
Huh.
Diabetes and cancer. And actually good for your eyes.
I'm not a big fan of zucchini personally, but I guess I should be eating it.
And did you know that strawberries are actually good for your eyes, too?
I do like strawberries.
They're good for your eyes.
Well, like carrots? Like, yes. Huh. Well,
beta something.
I love strawberries, and I have terrible, terrible vision. So, well, not terrible, terrible vision, but my vision's getting slightly worse every...
They have beta something. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. I don't know, but
if anyone wants to check it out, don't ask.
It's like in carrots; they have beta carotene.
All right, so for my diet, I guess I'll be eating zucchinis and strawberries and nothing else, right?
No, but you need protein in there.
Yeah, well, good on you for eating healthier, Claudia. Is there any like meals that you've discovered on your new plan in your new repertoire that you really like?
My tutor's gonna get me her bread recipe, her cloud bread recipe.
I wonder who's going to make it with you, Claudia.
What is cloud bread? How is it different than regular bread?
Because it doesn't have, you're not allowed any oats. Like, he's not allowed regular bread. Like, regular bread has white flour, has everything, I guess, and this doesn't.
Okay, so it's probably based on something else, like
if you're gluten free, it's gluten free.
Oh well, I guess they're making it something out of something else, like almond flour. I don't know.
There's no almond flour. There's nothing. It's just eggs, basically.
Oh, so it's probably like
it's basically made with eggs.
So it's probably like custardy, but like baked in, like sort of like a meringue.
Yeah.
But like a bready tasting meringue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how meringues made. Yeah.
Meringues are made with eggs that you flip back and forth.
Yeah, so I'm imagining it's like a meringue sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But like bready tasting instead of like sweet.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good. High protein, probably, if it's just all eggs.
And it's low. It's low. It's a It has carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, eggs have a couple carbs in them, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the bread has carbs, the one I'm telling you about. And it's low. It's low. You can eat as many as you want.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like an interesting take on bread. Maybe I'll have to try some. I do love bread, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my healthy diet. Just bread.
I'm trying not to eat so much carbs.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to die at the age of 22, 32.
Yeah. It's overdoing it on the carbs can really be... A lot of people are touting, the keto diet recently, which is, very low carb.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I find I have no energy when I don't eat carbs.
My boyfriend's going to start that soon.
Yeah. I don't know if I have the willpower for that. I just get so cranky when I don't eat any carbs. You know what I mean?
My boyfriend's going to start that soon.
Yeah, I get super low energy. Don't want to leave my bed. And
when you got low carbs, it's not good.
Yeah, but that's a thing. I don't if it works for you, that's great. I just don't know about personally my take on cutting out full cutting out all carbs or cutting out all fats or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. I just get so cranky when I just don't have one of the three.
Yeah, well, too bad. So sad.
What are they, proteins, fats, and carbs? Yeah, those are the three. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Generally, the diet stuff I've always heard is just eat a lot of protein and you'll feel more full, but I'm not even sure about that.
No, you're a big guy and you need a lot of food.
Yeah.
Since he wasn't here for 3 months.
I did eat over the summer. I ate a lot of food, but now I'm scaling back a bit.
I don't eat much. Hey, look at me. I'm big and I don't eat so much.
Well, the thing is, a lot of the times, over the summer in particular, I had to eat a lot because I was active every day, and I'm not as active now because you had to walk around for 9 hours with 30 pounds on my back, which is gonna, burn some
hurt you. It's gonna burn off the calories.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you
but it's almost gonna kill him anyway.
Yeah, definitely wasn't too so good.
My sister just realized that. Okay, now that she's moving around in school with the kids, she's realizing that she's more hungry.
Yeah. I find when I'm at my absolute most active, I just can eat and eat and eat. But then it sort of peaks and then I can't eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I was out west walking around in a field all day,
mm-hmm.
The summer started off with me eating a ton, and then I would just, I sort of tapered that off and sort of started to waste away a bit because I just couldn't, I don't know, consume calories at the level that was required of me. It was ridiculous. I was eating something 4,000 calories a day sometimes, and I was losing weight daily.
Half.
In general, tree planting, not a sustainable year-round sort of profession. You'll
want to do.
You'll fall apart after a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Unless you can really stay on top of the eating, it's hard to keep up.
Nothing.
So I was going to throw you a song right now. This is one of my favorite fitness-inspired songs. Here is...
4, 3, 2, 1. Listen up, y'all, 'cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't pleaser. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. It's so delicious. Fergalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can't no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious.
So delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. It's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. It's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious. Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Baby, 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 if you really want that, honey, get some patience, baby, then you'll get a taste.
Oh, my taste, I taste it, I'll be laced with lace it. It's so tasty, tasty, it'll make you crazy.
G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. D to the E to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S to the D to the E to the
hit it, Fergie.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather round, always looking at me up and down, looking at my. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Four, three, two,
one. My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
This is the Audio Pen Pals, and this is Claudia Rock saying goodbye to CJLO.
Logging out, Gundam C Destiny.
This is DJ Jerry saying bye.
This is DJ Cam signing off. This episode was brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. With their funding, we're expanding what we do here at the station. If you want to join us in any way or participate in any way in the Audio Pen Pals, please reach out to us at audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com. Have a nice Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And see you in 2 weeks.